Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering pop-up shops and the scarcity effect, a behavioral economics exploration. In the realm of behavioral economics, the scarcity effect stands as a captivating phenomenon that delves into the intricacies of human decision-making and the profound impact of limited resources on our choices. Coined by psychologists and economists, this concept suggests that when individuals perceive a resource as scarce or in short supply, its perceived value skyrockets, influencing our behaviors, preferences, and overall decision-making processes. As we embark on this exploration of the scarcity effect, we will unravel the psychological underpinnings that drive this phenomenon, examining its implications across the various aspects of our lives and shedding light on how understanding scarcity can provide valuable insights into the intricate tapestry of human behavior and economic decision making. So let's jump in with a definition of scarcity. Scarcity refers to the fundamental economic concept wherein the availability of resources, goods, or services is limited or insufficient to satisfy the unlimited wants and needs of individuals, organizations, or societies. This concept is central to the field of economics and underscores the inherent constraints faced in allocating finite resources among competing uses. Scarcity necessitates choices and trade-offs, as individuals and societies must prioritize and allocate resources efficiently to address their most pressing needs and objectives. The study of scarcity encompasses various economic principles, including opportunity cost, resource allocation, and the fundamental economic problem of reconciling unlimited wants with limited resources. In other words, scarcity means that there is not enough of something to go around. It's like when you really want something, but there's only a limited amount of it available. This could apply to goods, services, or resources. Because there's not an endless supply of everything, we have to make choices about what to use and how to use what we have. Scarcity is why we need to decide what's important or urgent to us, as we can't have everything we want all at once. So let's give an example. Each person has a limited amount of time in our day, 24 hours to be precise. As we go about our daily lives, we face numerous demands on our time, such as work, school, family commitments, and personal activities. Because time is scarce, we must make choices about how to allocate it among various tasks and responsibilities. For instance, consider a student who has to balance studying for exams, attending classes, working a part-time job, and spending time with friends and family. The scarcity of time means the student cannot do everything they would ideally like to do. They must make choices, prioritizing certain activities over others based on their importance and urgency. In this scenario, time scarcity influences decision-making and prompts individuals to allocate their limited time in a way that aligns with their priorities and goals. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with pop-up shops and the scarcity effect, a behavioral economics exploration. In the dynamic landscape of retail, pop-up shops have emerged as a fascinating phenomena that not only captivates consumers, but also taps into the principles of behavioral economics, particularly the scarcity effect. These temporary retail spaces, like ephemeral gems, appear for a brief moment, offering unique products or experiences. The allure lies not only in what is offered, but in the limited time availability, creating a sense of scarcity that triggers distinct consumer behaviors. Join us as we delve into the intriguing intersection of pop-up shops and the scarcity effect, unraveling the psychological nuances that drive consumer engagement and shape the success of these retail ventures. Pop-up shops leverage the scarcity effect in several ways to drive consumer engagement and create a sense of urgency and exclusivity. 1. Limited time availability. By nature, pop-up shops are temporary, offering products or services for a limited time duration. This scarcity of time encourages consumers to act quickly, fostering a sense of urgency to visit the shop before it disappears. 2. Exclusive product releases. Pop-up shops often feature exclusive or limited-time products that are not available elsewhere. The scarcity of unique items entices consumers who seek something distinctive and are motivated by the desire to own a rare or exclusive piece. 3. Flash sales and discounts. Introducing time-limited discounts or flash sales during the pop-up event amplifies the scarcity effect. Consumers are more likely to make impulsive purchases driven by the fear of missing out on a great deal that may not be available later. 4. Unique experiences. Beyond products, pop-up shops offer unique and immersive experiences. Whether it's a themed environment, interactive installations, or personalized services, the limited time availability of these experiences add an element of scarcity, attracting consumers who crave something different. 5. Collaborations. Collaborations with celebrities or influencers are for exclusive product launches or appearances create a scarcity of association. Fans are drawn to the pop-up to get a glimpse of their favorite personalities, making the experience exclusive and limited. 6. Limited edition collections. Introducing limited edition collections or collaborations with popular brands enhances the scarcity effect. Consumers are motivated to purchase these items as they are aware of their limited availability, creating a sense of exclusivity. 7. Social media teasers. Building anticipation through social media teasers and announcements generates buzz and excitement around the pop-up shop. The limited time nature of the event prompts followers to plan their visit, fostering engagement. 8. Invitation-only events. Hosting invitation-only events within the pop-up shop setting reinforces the scarcity effect. The exclusivity of being part of the select group encourages attendance and enhances the feeling of being part of something special. 9. Scarcity signage. Strategically using signage within the pop-up shop to highlight limited quantities, such as limited stock or last few pieces, reinforces the scarcity effect, influencing purchasing decisions. 10. Interactive countdowns. Implementing countdowns either physically within the shop or through online platforms creates a visual representation of the limited time available, intensifying the scarcity mindset among consumers. By skillfully integrating these strategies, pop-up shops tap into the principles of scarcity, driving consumer engagement, fostering a sense of urgency, and creating memorable, sought-after experiences. But let's take this a step further. Location plays a pivotal role in shaping the engagement and success of pop-up shops. Here are several ways in which the choice of location influences consumer engagement. 1. Target audience proximity. Selecting a location close to the target audience enhances the accessibility of the pop-up shop. When the shop is conveniently situated, it attracts more foot traffic from individuals who are likely interested in the products or experiences offered. 2. High traffic areas. Opting for high traffic areas such as popular shopping districts or event venues maximizes visibility and exposure. More people passing by increase the potential for spontaneous visits, especially when the pop-up aligns with the overall vibe of the location. 3. Complementary surroundings. Choosing a location that complements the theme or style of the pop-up shop contributes to a cohesive and immersive experience. The surroundings should resonate with the target audience's preferences and lifestyle, creating a more compelling and relevant engagement. 4. Event synergy. Coordinating with local events or festivities amplifies foot traffic and engagement. Aligning the pop-up's timing and theme with concurrent events in the area capitalizes on the existing buzz and draws attendees seeking additional experiences. 5. Cultural relevance. Considering the cultural and demographic characteristics of the location is crucial. A pop-up shop that resonates with the local culture, trends, and preferences is more likely to capture the attention and interest of the community. 6. Surprise element. Picking unexpected or unconventional locations adds an element of surprise and novelty. This unconventional approach can generate excitement and curiosity, prompting people to explore and engage with the pop-up. 7. Local partnerships. Collaborating with local businesses or establishments creates a sense of community and mutual support. Local partnerships can extend the reach of the pop-up shop through shared promotional efforts and cross-promotions. 8. Seasonal considerations. Tailoring the pop-up's location based on seasons or holidays can boost engagement. For example, setting up a beach-themed pop-up near coastal areas during the summer enhances relevance and consumer interest. 9. Social media check-ins. Choosing a location that encourages social media check-ins and sharing enhances the visibility of the pop-up shop. Consumers often share their experiences on social platforms, contributing to word-of-mouth marketing. 10. Ease of discovery. Opting for locations that are easily discoverable and navigable ensures that potential customers can find the pop-up without much effort. This ease of discovery minimizes barriers to engagement. 11. Local influencer collaboration. Collaborating with local influencers or bloggers who have a strong presence in the chosen location can significantly boost visibility and engagement. Their endorsement can attract their followers to the pop-up shop. In essence, the strategic selection of the pop-up shop's location intertwines with the overall success of the venture, influencing consumer engagement, foot traffic, and the overall impact of the temporary retail experience. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode, we delve into the dynamic interplay of scarcity and location within the realm of pop-up shops. As we explore the captivating synergy between these two powerful elements, we dissect ways marketers can strategically leverage scarcity and location to amplify the impact of temporary retail experiences. From the creation of exclusive products and limited time offers that induce a sense of urgency to the meticulous selection of high traffic or culturally resonant locations, we unravel the tactics that transform pop-up shops into not only temporary retail spaces, but also immersive, sought-after destinations. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.